بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. I know that it's become very, very hard and difficult for many, many of our young brothers and sisters in Islam to get married in a halal manner. And so many of our youth, young brothers and sisters in Islam are resorting to al-haram, haram relationships, al-zina, pornography, masturbation, and so on. But my dear brothers in Islam, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, please be aware and know that resorting to haram is only going to make things much more difficult and much more intense. Subhanallah, there is no satisfaction in al-haram. The satisfaction you earn from al-haram is a little bit and then it goes. And a lot of regret and worry and sadness and sorrow and depression settles in after you have committed al-haram. My brothers and sisters in Islam, the solution is very simple. Fear Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Anyone who fears Allah by implementing the commands and avoiding the prohibitions, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make a way out for him. وَابْنَ الْقَيِّمْ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهِ He says, the opposite of this ayah is true. Whoever doesn't fear Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah will not make a way out for him. The solution, my brothers and sisters in Islam, is to remain patient and then you'll have a good outcome. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He says in Surah Al-Ra'd, وَالَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا إِبْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِمْ وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَأَنفَقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً وَيَدْرَؤُونَ بِالسَّيِّئَةِ الْحَسَنَةِ أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عُقْبَ الدَّارِ. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He says, and those who صبروا, they remain patient for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and established their prayers and gave in charity publicly and privately. وَأَنفَقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He says, وَالَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِمْ وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَأَنفَقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً وَيَدْرَؤُونَ بِالسَّيِّئَةِ الْحَسَنَةِ. And they push away the evil with good. Every time you think of a sin, push it away with good. This is a standard, it's a principle, my brothers and sisters in Islam. When you engage in righteous deeds, there's no room for bad deeds. The only reason people fall into bad deeds is because they haven't occupied their life with righteous deeds. Once you introduce righteous deeds in your life, bad deeds are thrown out of the window. Allahu Akbar. وَيَدْرَؤُونَ بِالسَّيِّئَةِ الْحَسَنَةِ. Allah Azza wa Jal says about such people, أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عُقْبَ الدَّارِ. For such people, there will be good outcome, a good ending in this life and in the afterlife. Allah Azza wa Jal will make things easy for you in unimaginable ways. Patience, patience, and fearing Allah Azza wa Jal, this is the solution. And fasting, if you're able to do so, until Allah Azza wa Jal allows for marriage to happen. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.